This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado lawmakers are reacting to the indictment of the former president by the Manhattan District Attorney. CPR's Alejandro Alonso Galva has more.
Party members are falling into two camps, with Democrats saying no one is above the law and Republicans calling the charges corrupt. Republican Congressman Doug Lamborn accused the Manhattan DA of targeting conservative leaders and harassing political opponents. Meanwhile, the Colorado Democratic Party welcomed the indictment, saying that, quote, if regular people did what Trump did, they would be serving jail time. I'm Alejandro Alonso Galva, CPR News.
A Colorado Springs man has been arrested for his role in the January 6th insurrection. Jonathan Grace was arrested in Denver Thursday. Court documents say he joined others in a violent confrontation with officers inside the Capitol. At least a dozen Coloradans have been arrested in connection to the riot. Colorado's Secretary of State has settled a lawsuit over its voter rolls. CPR's Matt Bloom has more.
The lawsuit alleged Colorado was keeping too many ineligible voters on its rolls, and that it led to artificially high registration rates. Judicial Watch, the conservative group behind the lawsuit, says Colorado must provide regular updates about its maintenance practices as a part of the settlement. Democratic Secretary Jenna Griswold says Colorado already complies with all laws around voter roll maintenance, and it settled the lawsuit to prevent any further unnecessary drain on department resources. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
Conservation and climate change could soon get greater consideration in the management of federal lands. The Bureau of Land Management is proposing changes to the current mandate focusing on energy development, grazing, and recreation. Conservation and environmental groups praised the proposed changes. If approved, they would give the BLM authority to more carefully consider climate change and wildlife habitat when approving projects on federal lands. The public now has 75 days to comment on the proposal. Sunny and windy along the Front Range with fire danger in Denver and Colorado Springs today.